Chaos and confusion in Belfast city centre last night as a car bomb partially exploded. It started when masked men hijacked and then forced a member of the public to take the device to Victoria Square. Hundreds of people were caught up in the security alert. Detective Chief Inspector Karen Baxter condemned those responsible for the explosive device.
The only people that are going to lose out in this are the general public in the advance to Christmas. What I have been told, it is a viable device which partially exploded, and we'll be looking for anybody with information in relation to that device to come forward. We do know a Silver Laguna bearing the registration plates CJZ4697, we believe, was used.
Well, let's speak to the Enterprise Minister, Arlene Foster. Good morning to you, Minister.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's your reaction when you hear about this in our city centre?
Well, a mixture of reactions, actually, Stephen. Obviously, outrage, anger at what has happened yet again in Belfast, as it has been happening in Londonderry recently. And I just obviously want to condemn it in the strongest possible terms, but also to make a call out to people. Lots of people were around yesterday evening to think back. Is there anything that they can think of that might help the police in their inquiries? Because Superintendent Baxter has said we really must all work together to try and find these people out and to put them where they belong in prison.
I don't want to sound defeatist about this, but there's very little you can do, surely, if these people are intent on driving a bomb into the city centre. What can we do?
Well, we can be vigilant. We can work together as a community. We can send out a very strong message that we reject this agenda of trying to destroy everything that has been built here in Northern Ireland. And I think that's the message that everybody needs to send out this morning.
The car was hijacked. That's what we're now hearing. And again, it just feels like, not on the scale, but similar to the bad old days, Arlene.
Well, it's not on the scale of the bad old days, and those of us who lived through it remember those days only too clearly. But it is a worrying trend. The hijacking of cars, the hijacking of buses, certainly seems to be the modus operandi at the present moment in time for these people. And I would just plead to people to be vigilant, to keep their doors locked when they're at traffic lights and what have you, and to just be vigilant. I know we can't stop all of these attacks, but what we must try and do is to minimise them as much as possible.
Do you have fears for the impact this will have on trade in the run-up to Christmas?
Well, obviously, this is not the sort of thing we want from our capital city, which obviously had a difficult time last Christmas. We've been working with Belfast City Council and Visit Belfast to send out some very positive messages about the city, and this, of course, damages those messages as they go out.
There will be a suspicion that it is dissident Republicans that will be behind this. Do you think there should be an attempt to reach out and speak to them?
We've always been very clear, Stephen, that we will speak to anybody who accepts the jurisdiction of the court, who supports the rule of law and the police, and I see no evidence that these people do that.
I know you're going to speak to us about our next item, so please stay with us and thank you for joining us this morning. The Sinn Féin councillor, Niall O'Donoghue, with us as well. Morning to you, Niall.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. Before we do move on, what's your reaction and how do we stop this happening more often in our city centre? Can we?
Well, yes, I think we can. And I mean, I think the Minister's right. Belfast City Centre has been through a very difficult time, not least in the run-up to last Christmas. And I think that the last thing that Belfast citizens, that Belfast business leaders and indeed Belfast workers want to see is any further disruption taking place in the city centre. Well, that's these kind of very, very dangerous and very, very pointless, and that's not to be dismissive of it, but very, very pointless bomb alerts or indeed violent flag protests. But I think what we do need to do, and you outlined it, I think the way through this is for continued clear political and civic leadership within this city to say that these kind of reckless bomb alerts won't achieve any kind of political end. Republicans, certainly, and it is still unclear who is responsible, but Republicans have and are continuing to move forward and advance our Republican objectives through political means.
Yeah, but the dissidents will be no doubt saying, as they're listening to this, this is nothing different than a campaign that Sinn Féin supported in the past. They will see this as a war, and they will say, Niall, that it's bringing them attention, it's bringing them the disruption that they want, it is bringing disruption to the Northern Ireland economy, which they want. It is effective for their aims, is what they will say.
I suppose the very, very real difference in 20 years after an IRA ceasefire, the strategy, if there is one, the aims and the ends of these organisations haven't been outlined. They haven't been outlined to me as an Irish Republican. And certainly I think the clear difference, had this have been 20 years ago, then Republican figures would have been speaking to programmes like your own.
You know, this is a viable device in the heart of our city. If that bomb had have gone off, what would we have faced today?
Absolutely. Well, we would have faced death or serious injury, Stephen, and that's a reality. And I don't want to see that. Irish Republicanism doesn't want to see that. And the broader people of Belfast doesn't want to see that. So where are the spokespeople for these organisations, these micro groups? Where are the champions of these micro organisations? Let them come onto your programme. Let them put themselves in front of TV cameras and radio programmes, outline how this is going to advance in the presence of a very, very clear strategy from Sinn Féin for achieving Republican aims. How is this going to help? What is this going to achieve? What is having people evacuated from their homes in Victoria Square, people's daily lives disrupted? How is that within the context of 2013, within the context of a peace and political process? How is that going to achieve any kind of Republican objective?
If you were around the city centre last night, if you were one of the people that was evacuated, disrupted, 08459 555 678, if you can pick up the phone this morning. Colin Need from Pubs of Ulster. Morning, Colin.
Good morning, Stephen.
Of course, a vital time of the year, and this is the last thing that your industry needs.
Yeah, that's it. You know, this is our key weekend. I mean, like, we're just moving into the mouth of Christmas. Vital for our survival. As Minister Foster just said, last year we took a terrible beating in terms of lost customers, lost income. We can't do it again. We just cannot keep doing this. This is a third of our year's turnover in 6 weeks. I mean, this, if we do this, it's a road to nowhere.
And is this time period that vital? Are you really saying that's the difference between a business being viable or not?
It absolutely is. I mean, there's no one out socialising. You know, it's a very cold January, February, March. The money we make in the lead up to Christmas and over the Christmas period is what keeps us open, paying our rates, paying our costs, paying our staff in the first quarter of next year.
What do you need? Do you need help?
I mean, I don't think we can keep sort of, you know, last year we went to government and they did help. We had the very successful Back in Belfast campaign. But I think what we need is normal. We just need to be able to conduct our business, and we need to be ordinary people like myself need to be able to come into Belfast, into Derry, stroke Londonderry, into any town in the province and have a good time safely, not concerned about anything and whether that's dissonant behaviour, protest, whatever. I mean, the majority of people aren't politically motivated. They're just trying to go about their lives.